Walker and Clayfish would have to be recalled separately. Wisconsin Constitution states that any recall to the governor or the lieutenant governor would apply independently of each other. That's the conclusion of State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, who issued his formal opinion to clarify the matter at the request of the Government Accountability Board.
The fact of the matter is it's not going to slow down or stop the recall of Scott Walker or Rebecca Clayfish.
Graham Zielinski with the Wisconsin Democratic Party says, try as they might, Republicans will not stop the people from being heard. Recall organizers would have to circulate separate petitions to recall Rebecca Clayfish.
They can make us collect these signatures, hopping on one leg in squid ink, with our arms tied behind our back. The recall of Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish is going to happen.
Democrats want to recall the governor because of his plan to severely limit collective bargaining, along with state funding cuts to education and the controversial voter ID legislation. Voters would be able to choose whether they wanted to recall both constitutional officers or just one or the other.
We've seen stranger things in Wisconsin, but I don't think that there's a high likelihood of that happening.
Just over 540,000 signatures are needed to trigger a recall of Walker, and the same amount for Clayfish. Recall organizers plan to start circulating petitions November 15th. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.